Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Ryan Fury is a business owner and mother living in Greenfield, Wisconsin, one of the many sprawling suburbs surrounding Milwaukee. Her business, Handmade MKE, specializes in items like jeweled headbands or hair clips, dog collars, and guitar straps. Along with her husband, Will, she's raising a 12-year-old daughter and looking toward the future. Earlier this year, WUWM committed to covering issues our listeners have said are top priorities, including the economy. As a part of that coverage, we're exploring how the economy is impacting Wisconsinites with different financial needs and concerns. Ryan joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about how the economy is impacting her right now and how she's preparing for the future.
I've been selling on Etsy for about 11 years now, and each day is up for grabs, but I try my best, and it's been getting better year over year, so I'm pretty lucky.
Very nice. Now, you are also married. What does your husband do?
Yes, I'm married to Will. He is an electrical test engineer. He works for a company that's subcontracted by our government, so he works hand in hand with the Navy. I'll say that.
What are some of your concerns right now? Because I will say right off the bat, both of you have careers that could be heavily impacted by the current presidential administration.
Yeah. Okay. So for me personally, because of the way that my business is set up, the tariffs affect me directly. I buy a lot of my rhinestone trims and fabric and other raw materials, I'll say, overseas simply because they are not made in the U.S. It's literally China and then maybe one other country that produces the things that I need to buy. So I really have no other opportunity or choice but to buy them from overseas. So with the tariffs going into effect, obviously I have the choice of, do I buy now and charge people more because the price is going to go up because the price goes up for me, or do I just hold off and wait and kind of cross my fingers? So I have been holding off, crossing my fingers that, you know, things go back down to the baseline 10% tariff, maybe a little bit more. But I probably have about a month left before I get into a really tricky spot where I kind of have to decide, do I take some of my products off the line? Do I completely change them? Do I shut down one of my businesses? Because I have two Etsy stores. And then for Will, he's been with his company for, I want to say, like 11 or 12 years. He has a great position. I think he's going to be okay. I mean, I don't think defense spending is going to go down at all, right? And I think we've gotten even a little bit more in this latest bill. So I think he's fine. And I do feel like we are in a better position than a lot of people just because of when we bought our house, his job stability, yeah, how we kind of structured our savings and our budget and everything. But I mean, I'm concerned about like grocery prices going up when we have to go back to school shopping. Like everything is going to be affected, and that's going to, you know, determine how much we can put away for retirement and family vacations. So
yeah.
Can I answer that?
Yeah, no. No, I think those are all the kinds of concerns that we're hearing from people in general. Now, how old is your daughter?
She's 12 and a half.
And what does she do generally? She, of course, goes to school. What are the kinds of activities that she does?
She is a really good student. She's got 4.0. She's very proud of that. She plays violin. She does soccer. She does tennis, but she doesn't completely love tennis. She skis. She's a really amazing artist. I like to say that I pass that along, but she'll give my mom the credit for that. She just, you know, hops right over me. And she, you know, she likes online gaming with her friends. And yeah.
Does she go to a public school?
She does. And she goes to a really good public school. The whole reason that we bought our house in Greendale was because we were looking at the public school systems, and Greendale has a great one. And we've had amazing teachers. I can't say enough good things about public school.
Does she engage with any of the kinds of programs, like before school programs or after school programs?
Before school programs, she did like choir and orchestra. And then after school, they do have like a lot of different clubs, especially middle school. So she did like cooking club, they do student activity night. And there's like tens of other ones that she just didn't partake in.
When you see the kinds of budget cuts that are coming for schools especially, do you have any concerns when you look at the Greendale public schools? Or do you think, you know, you guys are in a relatively safe bubble?
I think we are in a safe bubble, especially compared to like MPS. But I don't see how we're not going to be affected. And she doesn't have like an IEP, so she's not going to be directly affected, but I know a lot of her friends do. And I don't see a positive outcome for cutting those programs.
Yeah. As you are looking just kind of at the year ahead, what are your expectations? What are your fears? You know, so when next we speak in, you know, 3-4 months, where do you think you're going to be?
I think 3-4 months. So hopefully, I think we are going to be getting solar panels put on our house. We are trying to rush that through before the credit expires at the end of the year. So hopefully that's all taken care of. Hopefully the tariffs go back down and business is running smoothly again. Typically, the fall through the winter season is like my busy time. So we're crossing our fingers for that. And I mean, hopefully being able to afford going down to Tennessee. My sister's going to be having her baby around-ish that time. And I hope that we can afford to travel, get an Airbnb, but I don't know.
We shall see.
We shall see.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Ryan Fury is a business owner and mother living in Greenfield, Wisconsin. She spoke with LegFX Joy Powers as part of our check-in series where we hear from Milwaukee voices on the changing economic landscape. At WUWM.com, you can find more of our coverage on economic issues concerning Wisconsinites.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.